community in mourning, a nation with questions. This is a Monday to hold hands, to hug your neighbor. That's what people around the nation are doing. The grieving of the people in Aurora, Colorado, over the dead and wounded from Friday's shooting in a crowded movie theater. That sound there from one of the memorials. The memorials will continue this week, as well the grief, of course. Here's the president speaking on Friday.
We may never understand what leads anybody to terrorize their fellow human beings like this. You know, such violence, such evil, is senseless. It's beyond reason.
President Obama joined victims' families over the weekend at the University of Colorado Hospital, where a number of critical cases are still being treated. Republican Mitt Romney also expressed shock and outrage over the weekend. Both candidates removed campaign ads from play in Colorado, a swing state where the campaign had been in full swing, now quiet. This is a turning point for the presidential candidates, but much more so for the people of Aurora, Colorado. Details of the victims emerged over the weekend, details of the lives lost and the shootings themselves that added to the pain for so many. The lucky ones, the senseless killings, details like how some of the men shielded their girlfriends from the bullets to become among the fatalities. Alleged shooter James Holmes is reportedly in solitary confinement in a Denver area detention facility at this hour, described as lawyered up by the Aurora police chief and not talking to authorities at this point. Holmes is set to make his first court appearance today, giving the public its first look at the suspect since his arrest in an attack that authorities say was planned perhaps 4 months in advance. The 24-year-old man is likely to face first-degree murder, an offense that carries a possible death penalty.
We're focusing on how he got the materials that he got that were used in the shooting, that were used in the apartment. We're focusing on anyone who knew him and statements he may have made.
Again, that court appearance, perhaps an arraignment, will be later on today. Alistair Lighthead of our partner, the BBC, spent the weekend in Aurora. He filed this report on a community in pain, trying to move on.
On this small, dusty corner of scrubland by the traffic lights, just across the road from the cinema, is where people have set up their makeshift shrine. They've been coming here leaving flowers and balloons, personal messages and candles. And just a few meters up on a slight hill, there is a line of 12 small white wooden crosses, each of them bearing a name of one of those killed in the shooting. Friends, relatives, people who knew them are coming up here, writing little messages on the crosses, leaving flowers, paying their respects. Can I just ask you what you're writing on the cross and why?
May God receive you with open arms. Because if you think about it, it's just not fair for some psycho to come and take someone's life when he has no right to do that.
I only knew Alex just a little bit. You know, I'd seen him. He had worked at a theater. And we're not real good friends. But every time I ever seen this guy, he was very kind and very welcoming, very loving. And anyway, just wanted to write something. I said, I only knew you just a little bit. But you seem like a good guy.
I wrote how I'm in a big family and it would be really hard to let go of one of my siblings and everything. And I'm just sad for everybody who died here and it would be hard to let go. And even I already had a sibling die before and it's just very sad. And
there are many people still in hospital, some fighting for their lives. President Obama came here to privately visit some of them and the families of the dead. He said a few words.
Although the perpetrator of this evil act has received a lot of attention over the last couple of days, that attention will fade away. And in the end, after he has felt the full force of our justice system, what will be remembered are the good people who were impacted by this tragedy.
The man he's talking about, James Holmes, is due to appear in court later today, charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder. The police say since his arrest he hasn't been answering questions, and it could be months before we know his motives. As evening came, at the heart of this traumatized city, the people began to gather for an outdoor vigil, to pay their last respects and to grieve a terrible tragedy. The applause was for the police, the fire crews, the people whose fast action had saved lives.
Our God is an awesome God, he reigns.
There were hymns and prayers, but a warning from Mayor Steve Hogan.
Tonight, each of us is reaching into the depths of our souls and asking why. Why did this senseless act of violence happen? Why did so many lives have to be cut short and in such a tragic way? These are questions to which there are no answers.
State Governor John Hickenlooper honored the dead.
I'm going to read 12 names. After I read each name, I'd like you each to say together, "We will remember." John Blunk, "We will remember." A.J. Boyk,
"We will remember."
Gordon Cowden,
"We will remember."
Jessica Gowie,
"We will remember."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
It was a very emotional service. Sunset sunbeams cut through the clouds as people prayed. Hundreds gathered. Many wept. But the faces of those who'd lost loved ones told the true story of this tragedy. Pure grief. Supporting each other as they lit a candle and walked slowly away.
Report there filed from Aurora, Colorado, from Alistair Leadhead, our partner at the BBC, who spent the weekend in that community. We want you to join this conversation. What does a story like this do to you? Does it make you numb? Are you numb to these kinds of events? Do you have a reaction? We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear a story from you at 877-8MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Comments about the shooter, the alleged shooter, who will be appearing in court later today. Comments about events like this that have happened in the past in America. Causes, effects, this will be with us for quite some time, and we want you to be part of the conversation. You know how to do it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.